Hi, Mom Podcast listeners.
I'm Alaska.
And I'm Willem.
And we've got a very special announcement to tell ya.
If you're like us, then you must be obsessed with Ms. Delta work, because of course, who isn't?
Who isn't? So we wanted to invite you to join us on Mom Plus for a very Delta Christmas, the non-denominational holiday show.
It's hosted by the iconic Delta work of Very That and Very Delta fame, including some cute pop-ups by some of your favorite mom dolls like Alaska and Willem, Jada and Heidi, and Big Dipper and Meatball.
Let's take a little listen to some highlights from A Very Delta Christmas.
I love ornaments. I love thematic Christmas trees. I love traditional Christmas trees. I love skinny Christmas trees. I love them all. If you are not familiar with getting flocked is one of the best things. And I wish you could get flocked throughout the year, not just in December. But flocking a Christmas tree, if you did not know, is sort of designing this texture over the tree to make it look like snow has fallen on it. When you go to like a queer party, there's always this subtle sort of competition with a few people, which I love, and that is the competition with who's bringing what to the party and who made what for the party and who has like the best presentation of a dish or a cheese platter or anything like that. Those are always so much fun because it's not mean, at least in my experience, it's not mean-spirited, but it's always sort of like, even if it's just a few people, it's like a gala. It's like, look what I made. Look how beautiful this is. Or, oh, I told you I was gonna bring my berry cobbler. It's not great, but you know people wanna be praised for that. Why not? You work hard for something. My ultimate holiday movie is a horror film called P2. P2 is basically a movie about a woman who gets stuck in the parking structure of the high-rise building that she works in New York on Christmas Eve. And the security guard is completely crazy and goes after her, but he's messing with the wrong one. So check out P2. It's fully, like, it's decorated Christmas. It is Christmas Eve, but it's kind of like Die Hard, where the backdrop is Christmas. Maybe it's not like a Christmassy story, but I love movies like that.
And what is this?
This is from a company called Lazy Oaf. So, like, they have, like, just cool stuff. And I was like, this is very Y2K, Alaska.
Oh, my God. I love it. And it'll leopard. Help this wig so much.
Oh, what a masterpiece. This. More nails. Oh.
That is psilocybin
mushroom chocolate. Oh, work. That's is this a banana in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Potassium is really good
so
for
important.
You.
Yeah. It really is.
I got you a present here, Willem.
Oh, so.
Sorry, it's the champion of all the mini challenge recreations we do. They get a present at the end of the year.
The fuck.
This is not a stripper.
Fucking.
Ah!
Oh, delicious.
Oh, I've been delivered. I am
How
not
did
a drag-
you even get them? That's hard.
I had to go on the website every day for a week.
Oh, I love these. She looks great.
This is a really good way to have conversations with people because if you're both wrapping gifts, you can talk about the other people that you hate that you have to see at a party. You know, I also wrapped this gift, and at the time, I didn't have any ribbon. So I did have this stuff, which is like, this goes on a Christmas tree, I guess. I thought it looked kind of cool. It's just spilling off. And this is something I also hot glued in place.
My favorite holiday memory is when I was about eight years old, delicacy. My elder siblings told me we had gotten deer that year and they threw a cherry into the cooler. And they told me we were eating Rudolph that year.
One of my favorite Christmas memories was racing to the window with my brothers to watch Santa and the reindeers fly across the night sky until my father told me that Santa wasn't buying any Christmas gifts because he's not taking credit for the work that he put in this year.